Peace and blessings, everybody. You are now and welcome to another episode of Mr. Hip Hop Phenomenon, Bridging the Gap of Hip Hop Part 1. Yes, people, I'm back. My listeners, my supporters, pardon me for my mishaps and me being missing, right? Me not saying out and say no more. Let's get it. I'm back in full effect. This is not no joke. Yes, let's get it. In United States, nearly 1 in 5 USA adults live with mental illness. 51.5 million. How many people in the world suffer from mental illness? 450 million people, yes. And probably more during the COVID times, right? If you know anybody that's suffering with any kind of mental illness, because we all suffer with some kind of mental illness, help somebody, reach out and help someone, especially if you got information to help them with, your knowledge of dealing with it, whatever, any information can help people, right? Instead of taking it as a joke, help somebody if you can help them, right? Because I'm sure you've been through something, or a family member or associate of yours been through something, right? So it's only right to help somebody else and give somebody else a help in, because it's hard out here, people. It's been hard for a long time, and it's going to continue on being hard. They talking about monkeypox. They talking about several other things that's going on. This is too much, right? Let's help people. Let's help each other, right? Let's heal the world, like Michael Jackson used to say. Okay. Moving on. If anybody lost anybody this year, all praises due to y'all. My condolences to y'all and y'all family and y'all friend that y'all lost associates. I know several celebrities passed away, and the list goes on, but we all lost somebody, right? So let us pray for a minute. Let us pray. Okay. Let's move on, right? My condolences and peace and blessings to all y'all loved ones out there, right? That y'all lost. Okay. Baby King. And Kendrick Lamar wins Best Rapper Performance for the song Family Ties at the 64th Annual Grammy Awards. Ain't that something, people? Hip-hop is in the Grammys, right? Hip-hop is in the Grammys. That was like unforeseen at one time, right? Because hip-hop was pretty much not even worth a penny. It was just word of mouth, right? It was just expression, right? You know, who could ever forget the Metro song that was put out, right? That show hip hop in its truest form. It was worth nothing. You know, it was word of mouth, it was expression, right? And people enjoyed it that way until all the money came in. But we're gonna talk about that another time, right? We're gonna have another talk about that another time. All right. Let's move on. Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion still going at it, people. You know, the grass ain't greener on the other side all the time like people think it is, right? He's wrong, she's wrong, he's wrong, her friend is wrong, and the drama just keep going on. 100 court days, Roc Nation against 300 Entertainment. You know the 300 Entertainment guy got a good point. You know, The call on Croson guy, he got a good point. You know, he did sign him first. So at the end of the day, get that paperwork right and then move on, right? Because grass ain't green on all sides all the time, right? You know, at least not, definitely not right now. But the going back and forth is just getting a little bit corny. And it's just not hip-hop to me at all. I don't consider that hip-hop. That's my opinion on Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion, you know. And they hold, you know, back and forth drama for like almost 3 years. It's ridiculous, right? Get back into the music. Let's move on. Okay, Gene Dill. The Gene Dill Show. Gotta give a surprise, people. For those who didn't see the Gene Dill Show, should check him out on YouTube. He got a YouTube page. You know, check that man out and take, you know, and just, you know, listen to him. Give him a listen. You don't got to agree with everything he say, but a lot of stuff that he do say do make sense. However, he was Puffy ex-bodyguard. So he was there to bear witness to a lot of things, right? Okay. Gene Dill, keep doing your thing, man. You probably one of the realest ones too that I've been watching myself as a podcaster. Even though you're a YouTuber and I'm a podcaster, it's kind of similar, right? All right, moving on. My man, Keith Grayson, a.k.a. Des Scheme, a.k.a. DJ K Slay, a.k.a. The Drama King. The Drama King is in the building, everybody. The Drama King is in the building. Mr. Smack Your Favorite DJ. It's DJ K Slay, Smack Your Favorite DJ. Yes, people. The one and only King, man. The graffiti artist. The DJ Disc Jockey. The documentary maker. The radio host. The label owner. The mixtape maker. The clothing owner, which called Protect Our Kings and Queens. The Straight Stuntin' Magazines owner. The artist owner. The collabor. The original collaboration king. DJ K Slay, Slap Your Favorite DJ. The album maker. The award winner. And the list goes on, people. He was the force to be reckoned with, right? DJ K Slay was the epitome of hip-hop in itself. That's just the bottom line. He was the epitome, straight out of Harlem, New York, a Harlem night, who fell through the hole and climbed out greatly and came out shining like the sun, right? He went through his darknesses, you know, street stuff, using all of it in a nutshell, right? But he came out of it. He came out that darkness, people, and when he came out of it, he came out and walked with it and expressed it, right? And came with love, too. He was all about that love, peace, and happiness. You know, he represented that love, peace, and happiness. If somebody needed a helping hand, he gave them a helping hand. He ain't turned his back on them. He ain't shy them away. DJ K Slay, Slap Your Favorite DJ. Yes, the Drama King's in the building. The Drama King's in the building. May you rest in peace, rest in power. Your great body work will never be forgotten. And I definitely won't forget you. And that's hip hop all day. Let's get it. Let's go. Will Smith, Jada Pinkett, and Chris Rock beef. You know, it started off with him making that mistake. The famous slap. That some people made jokes about, right? But really, truthfully, people... These is two grown men, known grown men, and it could have been handled in a different way. It jeopardized a lot of things for them. Definitely him. You know, it could have been a lot of things on his mind for all we know, right? But that thing being publicized the way it was on live TV wasn't it. That wasn't the Will Smith that we thought we knew, right? Because he's hip-hop too, you know. It could have been handled better, but hey, we not in those two men's shoes, so we wouldn't really understand the dynamics of the situation, and it's, you know, and it's really messed up that had to happen that way. You know, hopefully everything get ironed out in due time, and I wish both of them guys well. You know, now on the other hand, Jada Pinkett is talking about how. He's wrong for slapping him and stuff like that. But last time I checked, you instigated some of it as well, right? You know, he made jokes about you before, and it wasn't really nothing about it, or no smoke or whatever you want to call it towards him at the time. It wasn't no problem. But all of a sudden, it became a problem that night, that very night at the Grammys. One of the most important Grammys, too. And for those who paid attention will understand why I say it was so significant and so important for that definitely not to happen, right? Because that was a super embarrassment, really, you know. But at the end of the day, we not in their shoes, so it's hard to really delegate that and debate on it, right? It's crazy. Now, Chris Rock is going back and forth with him, too. After making a public apology, Chris Rock still don't want to accept it. You know, his mother wanted to sue him and things of that nature and bring him to court and all that stuff too as well. There's a lot of back and forth with that situation, people, but that's not hip-hop. Even though both the comedian and the hip-hop artist slash comedian you know, Sigma Show Maker is hip hop, but that situation wasn't hip hop whatsoever. And Kodak Black, once again, Kodak Black makes a comment towards Jada Pinkett. First of all, you wasn't even born when they was running around. Second of all, you got 50,000 problems of your own. You're getting locked up 20,000 times. I think you need to focus on what's going on with you and your problems before you start making comments towards Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, you wasn't even of that generation anyway. Let's move on, because that's not hip-hop to me either. I want to talk about some hip-hop stuff. Okay. Black Life Matter, people. A lot of embezzlement, a lot of lies, a lot of mistrust. Who we could believe some of these times, right? Not everything is perfect. Not every non-profit organization is perfect. Not every movement is perfect. But however, the truth will always reveal itself. Always will reveal itself, no matter what. Let's move on, people. 69. I doubt star 69. 6969 from Brooklyn, New York. Oh my lord. This guy right here is the jigsaw puzzle man. He's the king of taunters. He loved to taunt people. His thing is to forget about trolling. He loved to taunt people like the jigsaw puzzle man. Right? And he does it well. And he knows what he's doing, right? So him and his entourage go to Bushwick houses and do a video. And after they would leave, it would be a bunch of vandalism. And in that vandalism, it would say, no rats allowed. Okay. Whatever, right? We know what we know, and it been happening. It's too late. We can't turn back the dates of times. You know, he's going to do this taunting thing regardless of the fact. You know, this other Brooklyn artist would even respond to him and even go to Bushwick to see if him and his friends is there. He would go and literally check to see if they was around. You know, that it just gets out of hand, right? It really gets out of hand. Nobody really want to go to jail, truthfully. That's how I'm seeing it. Nobody really want to go to jail, right? Let's cut it out, right? He would even make another video clip inside of a grocery bodega store taunting people as well. Letting it be known that I could come to this neighborhood and come around to the projects like it's nothing anyway, and it's nothing y'all gonna do about it. Whatever, right? That's what money does to some people. Make them feel invincible, right? Make them feel like they more important than you. Whatever. 6ix9ine is always gonna do this taunting thing back and forth anyway. He's good at that, right? Y'all, the newer generation say trolling, I say taunting. Because he's a jigsaw puzzle man, and that's what I call him. Let's move it on. He would even team up with DJ Academic and sit down with Wacko 100 and Hassan Campbell. Y'all know who I'm talking about, people. For those who look at YouTubers, Hassan Campbell's a YouTuber, right, from the Bronx. He go by the name, aka Poppy, from the Bronx, right? He's definitely one of those YouTubers that talk about these same guys that he sat down with, which is kind of awkward to me. How he would sit down with these same people he talks about, right? Hey, money talk bullshit walks, evidently, right? But he would take that risk and sit down with these people and find out that they was trying to set him up the whole time. The whole interview was based on a setup, right? His life was practically in jeopardy during the same time, but he would catch on fast and see that it was a lot of phony stuff going on. So after leaving the interview and everybody went their separate way and they said, you know, they thank yous and they hugs, Wacko 100 would get on a Clubhouse and diss him and disrespect him. Call him all busted soft, you soft, you this, you that, you this, right? And he would turn around and respond with not understanding why he's coming at him like that, right? So then, however, after that, he would start releasing recording conversations from his phone on YouTube with Wacko 100 talking about several different artists like T.I., talking about how he really felt about him, talking about how he really felt about Big U, talking about what he would have did to this one and that one, how he stored that one and this one, right? Well, once again, like I said, people, I don't really consider that hip-hop. It's a lot of gossip to me because, I mean, at the end of the day, if these individuals allow him to do that, then that's them. If they okay with him extorting them every time they come to California, then that's on them. But I can remember the 90 days, right? And in the 90s, you had to really stand for something, right? You had to really keep it real. You had to be real about who you said you was, right? And I don't recall the East Coast really letting people punk them like that. But from what I heard on that recording video, it's kind of like we are letting a lot of people punk us like that. This is not no East Coast, West Coast beef thing, but he kind of making it be that again a little bit. The way he brag and talk about several people from the East Coast that he extorted, that he got under pressure, supposedly. But I'll tell you one thing, he never came at K-Slay like that, and they was real good friends, right? So how you really felt about us, right? You was hanging out with an East Coast DJ, and y'all was real cool and tight. So what's the real deal, Wacko 100? What's the real deal about all that? What's really going on, right? You just doing that just to get more likes, or you was just doing that to build up your new YouTube page that you was trying to start? So what is you really trying to do, and which way you really trying to go? You confusing me, man. You confuse me. You very confusing to me. I don't know which way you really going with it. But hey, for those who want to continue on following him and listening to him and supporting him, that's their problem, not mine. Hey, let's move on. I'm done even talking about that. It's nonsense, right? Let me move on from that. Okay. Ye versus Kim K. So, you know, they broke up. They was on a borderline divorce. They was having a problem about their kids, you know, pardon me, you know, visitation right problems and stuff like that. People was buttoning. Then they went on dating several different people. And it would get crazy. But at the same time, Kanye West would go on his rant and do what he wanted to do. You know, several trips, looking out for several people, buying things from them out of stores, paying for things, doing all this ill stuff, right? Hey, that's a celebrity for you for real, right? They go through that. They do that, right? The back and forth thing, you know, when they going through separations, however, go from a wanting thing to now saying, forget about it. You know, I'm moving on and making it more publicized and all this other stuff. It seemed to me that somebody just can't make up their mind, and that's just what that is. Okay, let's move on. Hopefully one day they'll get it together. You know? You know, especially based on their kids. I'm sure their kids still need both of them in their life. However, let's move on. So he would even get on Drink Champs to talk about several different artists he worked with. Some of them would make accusations that they wasn't paid and compensated the right way for songs, so forth and so on. And he would even collab with Cardi B and Lil Durk for a song called Look Like You. And it would do good. It would do real good. It would get real big. It was a very promoted song, and it did very well. You know, I don't know how much is being played now, but the song was being talked about for a while that he featured with Durk and Cardi with, right? Let's move on. The Lobby Boys. Man, Mano, Jim Jones, man, come on, man. The Lobby Boys, really? Y'all grown men. The Lobby Boys, really? That was the only name y'all could come up with? That was the only name y'all could come up with, the Lobby Boys, really? Y'all know damn well y'all ain't hanging no lobbies and no housing projects, but y'all want to call y'allself the Lobby Boys. It don't make no sense, man. I'm trying to understand this whole angle on where y'all going with this, man. It's either y'all kids or y'all grown men for real. The Lobby Boys? Last time I checked, y'all grown-ass men calling y'allself boys.
Maybe y'all still, you know, maybe y'all still is boys. At least in y'all minds anyway, right? But that's the hip hop we dealing with now. The same people that claim that they bringing back out real hip hop is calling themselves the Lobby Boys. Let's move on, man. Y'all got me all messed up in my mind right now with that. I can't wrap my head around why would y'all name yourself the Lobby Boys. Anyway, let's move on. Cardi B. Very outspoken. Speaks her mind when it's time to. You know, voice her opinion when people try to disrespect her and her kids, and she have all right to. What I can't understand is, though, you do a lot of commercial music. You was doing a lot of commercial music. You did your little street stuff with your mixtapes and stuff like that, and you stopped doing that, and you went on to the commercial scene. But then you turn back around and start doing drill music with the drill artists from the Bronx who's already incarcerated and already got 20, 30 cases, right? And you talk about how you stay away from it, but you're still around it. I'm not understanding what this whole drill thing is about, really. Now, I know the artist, Katy Banz, you mentioned that she is the queen of drill music. You did kept it real and said Katy Banz is the official queen of drill music. However, you know, it came out of Chicago. That's just the bottom line. So, yeah, Katy Banz is the real queen of drill music. And, you know, Cash Doll have a problem with that, and you don't, and that's good. Hey, right? Maybe you needed a different sound to move on with, right? To grow from or whatever, you know. But it seemed like to me, one minute you don't want to be a part of the industry, and the next minute you are, right? I truly think you can never really get out of being in the industry lifestyle, truthfully, without living your life the way you want to. But that's just my opinion on it. Keep going. DaBaby. Situation happened with his girlfriend at the time, and the brother felt like he had to defend her. And he would say some fab stuff out of his mouth on Instagram and posts and tweets, and to the point where they were running to a bowling alley and getting a fight. And little baby pretty much won that fight. But I mean, that is his sister though. So he had the right to defend her, right? I mean, it's common sense. He had the right to defend his sister. And that's just the bottom line. That part he was right about. You know, but I know your career took a dive due to what you said about the gay community. Should have thought about it, should have gave it some more thought. But see, this is y'all, right? Y'all, this is, see, my listeners and supporters, understand this, right? Hip-hop music is hip-hop music, and commercial music is commercial music. And you can't put both together, because both wouldn't even make sense being together. Now, however, I know some people did commercial songs that was hip-hop artists, but understand me when I say this. Commercial music is commercial music, and hip-hop music is hip-hop music. And don't try to make it seem like it's the same, because it's not the same. It's really not. Because real hip-hop artists didn't do stuff like this. They didn't do things like this. They didn't carry on this kind of way with themselves. They just didn't do this. All right? That's my take on hip-hop. That's what I grew up around. That's what I grew into. And people I listen to carry themselves in a certain manner. Okay, let's move on. Pusha T. One of the best albums out. Once again, you prove to yourself that you can do it. You are one of the best lyricists. They don't give you enough credit. Shout out to VA and my family down there in Norfolk, Chesapeake, Newport News, and all that. You know, I got a lot of family in Virginia, VA up. Shout out to the seven cities. You already know, DMV. Holla at me. Let's get it, right? And I want to give a couple of other shout outs too. You know what I mean? You know, it's a lot of guys out there that got clothing lines, you know, and I'm always trying to, you know, show support and support these guys on their journey, you know, because they support me as well, you know. Shout out to Wild Tal. Let me give a shout out to Wytel, straight up. Let me give a shout out to Devil Bread Nation. Let me give a shout out to Heart of All Hearts. Let me give some shout outs, right? Let me give some shout outs to those people that support me as well. Let me give a shout out to Barmishware. Shout outs to Barmishware. Shout outs to them. Shout out to all the artists from my neighborhood that's still doing music and that's still building their careers up and not giving up and all that. Give them a shout out as well, because there's so many other people from my neighborhood that's talented, right? That some people still don't know about. Let me give a shout out to Phoenix Ron, which was a real good friend to Michael K. Williams. And I met that brother, and I told you on one of them episodes how that experience went. And that was, once again, like I said, that was a great encounter for me, because it was very organic and it was very down to earth when I met that brother. And it was almost like we knew each other for 20, 30 years. That's the kind of conversation he gave me. He gave me like a 20, 30 year conversation, like he knew me for that long. But you wonder why, because a big brother to me actually hung out with that brother. And it goes without saying, you know, sometimes the universe speaks for itself, right? And that's what happened that day for me. The universe spoke for itself. Nicki versus Cardi B. You know, it's a lot of allegations that they still beefing. They going back and forth. And this allegation of them still beefing is based on the two videos that they did around the same time, right? Now, I understand that you have to generate more listeners, build up your platform more. Nobody want to keep hearing the same songs and all that. It seemed like to me y'all just challenging each other. Or it's just a coincidence that y'all do the same thing at the same time, right? You know, they got a lot more grown to do. They talented, and I give them that, yes. But they got a lot of more growing to do as artists and as young women in this industry. They have a lot more grown to do. Let's move on, people. ASAP Rocky. You know, he just had a kid by Rihanna not too long ago, baby boy. He got himself into a shootout, and that jammed him up for a little bit. But he's home for right now. ASAP Rocky, stay safe. Stay out of trouble. Stay out the way. And when I say stay out the way, I mean stay away from the people that's not good for you and your success. That's all I can say to that. Be safe, stay safe. Okay, let's move it on. J-Rock versus Wacko 100. Okay, J-Rock was Nipsey Hussle bodyguard. The story goes that, you know, that he supposedly beat J-Rock up and it didn't really happen. And J-Rock would go back on Clubhouse and let it be known that Wacko 100 is a fraud. Whatever. Back and forth shit as it always go, right? The leak audios from Hassan Campbell from the Bronx of conversations that he had with him, you know, live conversations he had about these different individuals that he got under pressure, that he is extorting, so forth, etc. It seemed like to me he just a fucking broken down wannabe talk show host. You know, if you need a talk show, then go make you a talk show. Because that's what it's starting to sound like. It's starting to sound like a talk show host. A fake wannabe talk show host. Wacko 100. For somebody that got so much good success, got time for a lot of drama, it don't add up to me. Rob Kardashian, Black China. You know, they always had their off and on problems. And you know, the families really never really liked each other. You know, Kylie Jenner versus Black China versus her mother. Rob, Tiger, the knife pulling out thing, somebody felt threatened, so off, etc. Very confusing to me, though. Very confusing to me. It's just so confusing to me from the start. I mean, like, come on now. Y'all having kids by the same people. Y'all doing a lot of different weird, awkward things to me. But I guess that's just the celebriton in y'all. That would be the celebriton in y'all overtaking y'all too much, right? And you wonder why y'all got 100 problems now. Because everything was just so close and comfort anyway. And everybody want to be more important than the other person. And that's why y'all got all these problems. Very confusing to me. Always been a confusing situation to me. Because honestly, to me, it seemed like Blac Chyna was trying to make Tyga mad by dating Rob Kardashian, knowing that how uncomfortable that was. And honestly, Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna together, it don't add up. It just don't add up. And it's not me trying to be disrespectful or be racist or anything like that. Blac Chyna is not his kind of woman. Just not. Yeah, they had a kid together and all that other stuff. But you understand what I mean by that. She's not for him. She's just not for him. And this is why they have 50,000 problems now going on, you know, in these families. It's ridiculous. You know, Blac Chyna mother, Tokyo would get on YouTube and taunt them and make several different comments about their family and all of this and all that. And Tyga, please, it's just too much. I think y'all all just need some damn, y'all all want some attention and need some attention. Stop it. It's too much. It's ridiculous. Moving on. Once again, man, you know, I'm back again. I promise you. This is not going to be the last time y'all hear from me. I want y'all to be prepared and bear witness to the body of work I'm about to release, because it's on. And hip-hop must go on, right? Hip-hop don't stop, period. Okay? These are the breaks. This is the message. Peace and blessings, and I'm out.